The Alliance of Cities says a broad interpretation of a law aimed at industrial waste recyclers could result in more than $35 million a year in lost tax revenue. Spokesman Rich Eggleston says that's if every large manufacturer claimed a property tax exemption. Eggleston says a 2005 court ruling broadened the interpretation of the law and left the door open for companies to try to claim a break on factories, warehouses, and parking lots.
Several paper companies have taken a look at that decision and decided that they qualify as waste treatment facilities because they use recycled paper as part of their process. Therefore, they should be entirely tax exempt.
The Alliance of Cities is trying to work out a compromise with the Wisconsin Paper Council. That group represents most of the state's paper companies. Its vice president of government affairs is Ed Willis.
We're in an extremely competitive world, and companies need to cut costs where they can. Having said that, there are some of our members who have looked at this exemption, think they are eligible to qualify for it, and have not claimed it because of the potential impacts on the local community.
Still, mills in Green Bay and Menasha are applying for the tax break, and it's not just the paper industry that's interested. An oil refiner and cheesemaker have also filed for the exemption with the State Tax Appeals Commission. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.